SRN News, I'm John Scott. Congress has gathered to certify President-elect Donald Trump's election.
The Senate and House of Representatives are meeting in joint session to verify the certificates and count the votes of the electors of the several states for President and Vice President of the United States. After ascertainment has been had that the certificates are authentic and correct in form, the tellers will count and make a list of the votes cast by the electors of the several states.
Vice President Kamala Harris, presiding over proceedings as the role of her office, read the tally, including of her own defeat. The chamber broke into applause. First, Republicans for Trump's 312 electoral votes, then Democrats for Harris's 226. Within half an hour, the process was done. Also at SRNNews.com, a frigid winter storm whipping up snow, ice, and high winds across the U.S.
Lots of folks across the country digging out from the snow that's forecast to continue through Tuesday. Meteorologist Bob Warvick.
Probably encompassing about 1,500 miles all the way from Kansas to the East Coast.
The National Weather Service says 8 to 14 inches of snow forecast from northern Missouri through the central Appalachians.
Correspondent Julie Walker says the Mid-Atlantic could expect 8 to 12 inches of snow. President-elect Donald Trump asking a judge to halt this week's sentencing in his New York criminal case while he appeals a ruling upholding the verdict. Trump's lawyers plan to ask a state appeals court to reverse Judge Juan Merchan's decision last week, which set the case for sentencing on Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 52 points, the Nasdaq ahead 164. This is SRN News. The atheists are at it again.
California's Hart Ransom Union School Board has ended its practice of beginning meetings with a prayer under pressure from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That leading atheist organization sent a warning letter to the board bearing with it the implied threat of a lawsuit if school officials did not comply. This despite the fact the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of invocations in the past. The foundation focuses on scouring references of Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The country's education system could undergo major changes once President Trump is sworn in for a second term. He made a campaign promise to cut the Department of Education, which many Americans see as a bastion of liberalism with few real duties. Mr. Trump might also use the power of the federal purse and the accreditation system to push higher education institutions to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This is SRN News. A Beijing-based cybersecurity company, the latest target of U.S. sanctions, and China's government not pleased.
Integrity Technology Group is accused by the U.S. of playing a role in multiple hacking incidents targeting critical American infrastructure, hence the economic sanction. Beijing is slamming the sanctions, and the company contends it's unwarranted and illegal and has no factual basis. The sanctions block access to U.S. property and bank accounts and prevent the targeted individuals and companies from doing business with Americans. Rich Thomason reporting.
The fate of TikTok keeping creators and small business owners in anxious limbo as they await a decision from the Supreme Court that could uphold their livelihoods. On January 10th, the court will hear arguments on a law requiring TikTok to break ties with its Chinese-based parent company ByteDance or face a U.S. ban. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.